Okay.
Scramble! Take the fighters! Dive!
Yeah, comparatively, that was really calm because, you know, like, both my legs were pointed in essentially the same direction. They weren't going in completely. I was still operating in three dimensions, so that was good. What you heard was the Valoria beat. What did you hear by them, Eric?
That was a song called Don't Forget Me, also known as Heidi's song in the liner notes.
What's the name of their album?
The name of the album is Radio Heartbeat. It's on Silent Film Tracks.
And they're kind of from around
Silent
here,
Film
aren't
Soundtracks.
They?
They're from Peoria. Very lovely lovely young women. There were three of them. I know three young women and a young man on drums. I'm not sure they replaced the second guitarist, and I don't know if they replaced the second guitarist with another woman or with a male. So I'll say lovely young women. I've never met the guy, but I've met the bass player and the lead singer.
Well, you can only assume that the guy is a lovely young woman, too.
When you put a dress on him. Mm-hmm. You're a lovely young woman.
Well,
kiss me.
That's true.
So we have a keep an eye out for them because they do shows around here every once in a while, and they are definitely worth seeing live. We have a couple people to thank who called in during the break and donated money, threw it down in support of what Jalen's like, tactical nuclear warheads.
Don't you want to be like them?
Oh, man.
Aren't you jealous of how uncool your lives
are? You have no idea what a good time they're having right now. The two people that we have to thank are Jason Greenlee, who is a airshifter later tonight on WEFT, goes from 2 to 5 a.m. to See You in Hell, Champaign-Urbana in Hell, See You in Hell. You have to see it on the page.
Then it's awesome.
Favorite of mine. Does a really good show and donated $5 in support of the Community Volcano because he can get behind that sort of thing. And that's a very good thing to have done. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much to Jason.
Word.
And thank you also to the good, the wonderful Mr. Kurt Tuohy, who threw down a healthy amount of money in favor of what Jalen's like. Let me just say it was a healthy amount of money. Let me just say, there's going to be a few eruptions in his favor.
Wow.
I'm being really clever in signaling how much.
Wow.
Kurt, very, very good man.
The two dogs.
Yes, two dogs.
He's got his own Leaven Brew, I think.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
So Kurt is coming with us when we take care of Disney. Eruption in his honor. And he is also getting some really nice stuff from WEFT, and he is also going to bed with a really good feeling that he's amongst an enlightened few.
And I think we forgot to tell us, but if you do make a healthy donation, you get our official What Jail Is Like futon cover. It's water-resistant, stain-resistant.
Because it's made out of rubber.
It's made out of rubber.
So you can just kind of hose it down.
A large WJIL emblazoned upon it. Widgel. And then our three smiling faces, right about, if you laid down on it, a normal sized human being, right at waist level, just the three of us, each of our heads. And
so
then
we recommend sleeping on your stomach on it and wrapping yourself
too.
In it. Yeah.
Audio footnote, people often ask me, do you ever feel limited on the radio with your, you know, creativity in the comedy because you can't use swear words? And I use that last segment as evidence that you can be really profoundly disturbing without swear words.
It's important note to make right now is that Kurt Tuohy is going to bed with a really great feeling that's willing and of age.
Yes. Well, it might be of age. You might want to check her credentials.
Or her license says it's of age.
Right.
So thank you very much to those people who supported WEFD Community Radio. And this week, actually, people don't need to wait till a song's on to give us
seriously
a phone call.
We got mad peeps out there.
Just real quick, her license also says that her name is Herman, though. So. Mm-hmm.
The peeps are out in full force, out by the phones, out by the space-age digital phones.
Right, so that means that when you call, if you're just calling for a suggestion, then you got to bypass that, come to us, and we'll take your information, or if you're going to throw some money down first.
Mm-hmm. Cash.
So choose your path wisely.
At 359-9338 is the phone number to donate, to support Community Radio, to support all that is good in the world, and to reject all that is bad. It's kind of like Catholicism, except it's relevant to your life.
You didn't know your donation did that much, did you?
Mm-hmm. 359-9338. It's good. So we also have humor to create. We also have lives to enrich in the way that we do every week, and there's a certain way we're going to do it this week.
What's that segment called that we're going to do here?
Free advice is better than no advice, so shut your damn ungrateful mouth.
Oh, the audio advice column. where we take your problems and solve them in a confidential, holistic, and downright candy-coated manner in front of the entirety of East Central Illinois.
Ooh, so if you have a problem,
the phone's blazing.
We'll solve it.
Okay.
And if you ever get back to the old neighborhood, you know, and you see big chubby Tony on the corner still.
Chubby Tony.
Because he's there, you know. He'll probably be eating a tomato like an apple. Because you know, he's always doing that. Just tell him that you know, next time he's in my neck of the woods, just tell him to check out the hook while I'm, you know, my DJ revolves it.
All right, once again, guys, warm Mr. Pip. Not too happy.
First call is from a wonderful listener named Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
So, mad shouts out to Patrick.
Shout mad out.
Patrick implores us, begging the question, why do research papers suck so much? Dun-dun. Ooh. You know, the question that's in everybody's mind, especially this time of the year. Time's running out. People are ready to graduate, you know.
Tangent number three. Jokes that you may have heard your high school chemistry or physics teacher make about vacuums and sucking. Number one, nothing sucks except the Cubs.
Nice. Why do you say vacuums suck? I mean, that blows.
You think that's okay that you got a bad grade on this test, Timmy, because we could just sweep this under the carpet.
Nice. Sweep under the carpet.
You know?
Nice.
Oh, nice. Let's end this tangent.
Okay, and tangent three. And give thanks to another loyal Wet Channels Like and WEFT listener who threw on some money in favor of Wet Channels Like, in favor of Hot Molten Lava Destruction. Katie Weiss from Urbana, who pledged to support community radio.
Aww.
Which is a beautiful thing. And she's also going to bed with a a lovely feeling and a happy little gnome. So, cool.
Well. All
right, let's talk about Patrick's problem.
I'm confused.
Why do research papers suck so much? The question on everybody's mind. Patrick is writing a paper right now. Actually, he just completed it, so more mad shouts out to Patrick for just completing this bad boy. About 10 pages. A research paper based on the book The Invisible Man by Ralph Ellison. And he wants to know why this sucks so much. Right now, he's in the process of proofreading it and stuff like that. But still, you know, he's wondering why the whole process was just overall very unenjoyable and
okay,
something he doesn't want to have to repeat.
Well, just look at the basic attributes of the research paper. You know, I mean, just step back and look at it and realize how devoid it is from things that are cool. You know, for example, is the research paper brown? No, it's not brown. It's black and white. You know, black print, white paper. It's not brown. How could it hope?
Everybody knows that brown things are cool.
Does the research paper have a groove? No, of course not. You can't bend it. It's got to be flat so you can hand it into your teacher.
And if you ain't got the groove, then you're not getting on the funky UFO, are you now?
No, that's absolutely no good whatsoever.
My big problem with research papers is I didn't do the search in the first place. So when I got to go back and research, I got to start from the beginning. I got to start from scratch. I got to search, then give it some time, let it, you know, let it sink in and then out of my head and then research. I don't like to do that.
Audio footnote. That's the single best joke ever. And audio footnote.
Audio footnote. Bite me. And audio footnote. Audio footnote. I was called in the hallway three times. That's right off the top of my head. That's gold, baby. Gold. And audio footnote. Yeah. Did you guys already make the research joke?
No.
Man, it's all you. An E-Ramp original.
Okay, Matt, keep running with this one.
Wait a minute. Wait. I didn't make the British nuclear dry witty insult.
359-9338 to support hatred on the radio.
As I've said, our radio show is a war of attrition. How much can the three of us take out of each other before the show blows up?
Another reason my research paper sucks.
Because you didn't do the search in the first place, right? Back me up here.
Why research paper sucks so much is because everybody knows that words, when grouped together in sentences, are so 1997. Hello. You know, and these teachers are so old-fashioned that that's what they expect you to build your papers with, sentences. So you're forcing yourself to be really, really, really passe, which nobody likes.
Right. One can't help but, you know, suggest to the teacher that one be gagged with a spoon, you know, if possible, and as soon as possible, at the suggestion of a research paper.
What's wrong with my search and research, Joe?
You're going to stew over that one.
It's classic.
Oh, I know
it's,
it is.
Well, it's built on the classic rules of comedy, the classic schools.
So is Milton Berlin Address, man.
You know, respect your elders.
I know. I do, deeply and profoundly. Shopping cart seniors. Research papers.
I also said bucket babies.
Mm-hmm.
Bucket babies is good. That was funny.
I hate both of you. Okay, other reasons that research papers suck is because you never get to do research on the cool stuff.
No, you don't.
No, you always have to research, you know, dead 18th century romantic poets.
And what new is there to be found?
Nothing, frankly. Because you're researching other people. In general, you're doing research by reading other people's research projects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going out and having any empirical experience yourself. Empirical experience? Can you have that? That's redundant.
Yeah.
You're not having any experience. You're not, like, experiencing these things. You're reading about them and then regurgitating. You can't make any new and brilliant discoveries that way.
Doesn't really fill you with a lot of hope, you know? Because it seems like all the good ideas have been taken. All the, you know, strong arguments have been asserted. So where does that leave you, the student, who has to try and dig up and make something innovative at this point?
And, like, really, at what point do your, like, 18 hours of, you know, X-Files watching, when can you ever work that into a research paper? Never. Mm-hmm. You know, no.
Frankly, I have had no patience for research papers ever since they stopped calling for the use of construction paper, glue, crayons, and the scissors with the rounded off ends. You
See?
Know? Ever since then, they've really kind of lost the
relevance.
I
stopped even before that, even when... research paper stop meaning like a diorama made out of a shoebox.
Right. Strangely enough, though, Matt has continued to use these scissors with the rounded off edges due to a court order.
Mm-hmm. He runs with them, though, and thumbs his nose at authority.
I told the guy that my icy black stare was not to be messed with or doubted. He did both.
I vividly remember that moment when he looked at you and said, "I doubt your icy black stare." And then you had this big, long argument with him about how could he doubt it because he was witnessing it.
Yeah.
And then you stabbed him right in the jugular with a pair of non-safety scissors because you're a bad man.
Yeah.
Research papers suck, Patrick. You've hit a nail on the head.
But, you know, congratulations for finishing it, man.
Absolutely.
You know?
There's
congratulations
only so many that you
for
do.
Successfully regurgitating other people's ideas, informing them into those passe sentences, and turning them into a teacher who will probably only read the first page.
Mm-hmm.
Your blood, sweat, and tears are on that thing.
And that's kind of gross, but cool.
So, that's what we got for Patrick. Yeah, because he didn't ask us for us to bring him to any particular resolution. You know.
And just as a note, Patrick sounded like a really normal, nice guy.
Cool.
A really normal, nice guy.
Yeah, he didn't
us.
Sound like he was calling us from, you know, the county jail or anything.
Unlike the rest of the people that call us.
Mm-hmm. Unlike every single
And ask us to marry them. Yeah. 359-9338. No, we will not visit you in a conjugal manner. But I would like to hear from you, because I would like you to give me a pledge in support of Community Radio, in support of WEFT What Jail Is Like. No commercials. All good.
Think
all
of it as economic props to What Jail Is Like.
Mm-hmm. If you're one of those lonesome teenagers who refuses to be a part of the corporate machine and resents every handout that you take from your mother and father and wants a good, concrete way to rebel with a cause, this is how you do it. This is how you give the corporate machine a kick in the shin, is by pledging to WEFT, independent media that is completely listener-supported and not beholden to any gigantic corporate
beholden
shin. Yes, Beholden Caulfield.
Was that another good joke?
Yeah, that was all right.
God, I hate you.
359-933 is the phone number. Please help What Jail Is Like and WEFT out to reach our goals. $30,000 for community radio. $5 billion to build a community volcano. And rain molten hell down upon those who give you research papers. You know, there's a good point right there. And we need...
6¾ billion?
Yeah, we're up to 6¾ billion. We need 6¾ billion. That's the price that the Shah has, you know, laid his foot down right there. He's not giving it to us any cheaper. So, yeah.
So help us rock this, Casbah.
359-9338. Be in support.
The Clash style. We're not talking like the Will Smith style.
No. Okay.
No. clash.
What's
bad teeth?
What is the next problem we got on our minds? Did you take a call?
I was busy getting called out into the hallway, dude.
Okay. The next call that we got was from a man in Champaign named Terry. Terry's a nice guy. Lives in Champaign. Sounds like a nice guy. You know, it's two nice guys in a row.
Seriously.
Got to wonder if there's some sort of trend.
Convention in town.
Yeah.
Our demographic is shifting.
Yeah. Terry said that that his roommate, he's got a roommate who had his mother come down for mom's weekend, which was just recently, this weekend, for University of Illinois students. Terry and his mom went out on Friday night. Terry was just going to show his mom around the town. Terry has not been back since then. And or Terry's roommate has not been back since then. And what Terry is wondering is, how long exactly do you wait before you declare the roommate a missing person before you should really start getting worried?
Okay, the first question I have, and then maybe you can answer this for me, is did Terry's roommate's mom resurface?
He didn't say. I'm going to assume no, because I guess he would ask. He probably would have asked her.
I got two words for you, Terry. Love, tryst.
Ooh.
You were obviously skirting on the boundaries of some very, some choppy waters. Waters where love knows no boundaries, Terry.
Mm.
These pathetic, stifling, morally codified restraints we place on who and where and who we do it with on a futon.
Mm-hmm.
These are not of nature. You know, these are man-made constructs, and occasionally things happen. One must pull a spanking the monkey, if you will. Mom's goods are just really what you're looking for in your life.
So what I think Eric is saying here is, if you want your roommate back so we can pay his rent, don't just go out looking for him yourself. Put a call into the police station. He's probably been found. Ask for a guy who's gouged his eyes out. See if they have anybody in like that. And that may be the state that your roommate is in.
I'm going to very easily answer your question, Terry. How long do you wait for alerting authorities? 20 minutes. 20 minutes, Terry. See, you actually could have taken care of this problem a long time ago. The first time your roommate went out to class, boom. The authorities in there, plant some evidence in his room. Before you know it, he's legally bound to pay rent, and you got an extra room. Sounds good to me, man.
That's a good one.
That's a good plan.
That's all I got, I don't know. I think the guy's...
you think we've got him sorted out?
Down and sitting with his mom.
Lou, you got anything to say? Lou, those granola bars are for us. You're not doing anything.
What?
You're not raising funds. What? You're not answering phones.
What? Where?
Put down my honey and oat granola bar.
Who are you? Where?
I'm...
Who? What?
Lou.
Just leave him alone, Matt.
He's making me really mad.
The man is obviously dazed. He has no idea where he is.
Well, Lou Reed is a rock icon. He should get his act together.
All right, Terry. We hope that sorts out your problems. 359-9338 is the phone number to please support during the plunge dive. WEFT Community Radio. Ooh, that's a phone call. You don't need to take it.
I'm sorry. I leap to the rescue at all given moments.
The final problem that we have to sort out here during the advice segment. You didn't take one, right, Eric?
No, actually, I did. I was busy arranging all my notes from before, so
okay.
I do have one.
Then we got two more, and we'll deal with them as quickly as possible.
Sharon from Tolono called. And basically her problem in a nutshell is that she doesn't think her name is Sharon.
Ooh.
On a very spiritual level.
Yeah.
She's wondering if we can really help her to understand who and what she is.
Hmm.
Sharon, don't get offended. We're just going to call you Sharon for easy reference right now. But Sharon, this happens a lot. A lot of times people's, worldly tags that are put upon them by their parents or whatnot are just... There's a discrepancy between them and their spiritual tags, one that they discover to be for themselves. And, what everybody needs to do at some point in their life is align those two worlds. Get them, right up next to each other so that they can coincide peacefully and not cause a great deal of torment for you.
Sure. the foundation of identity, you know, who you are, really starts with the parents, though. You know, it's really kind of hard to shake that initial name that you're given. And the place I think you've got to start with this whole renaming thing is with the parents, if you win them over, then yourself, then, you know, your inner self will follow, then everyone else in the world will follow. So what you need to do is go after them. Just make it really impossible for them to identify you as anything other than the spiritual name that you feel that you have. Now, you didn't say, she didn't say, like, what her spiritual name is, did she?
She said she needs to find that out.
Okay. For example, if you feel that your inner spiritual name is, oh my God, you know, there's a lizard eating your thumb, what you need to do is you need to go out and get a lizard, make your thumb somehow enticing to the lizard, get the lizard to eat your thumb, and just hang out around your parents. Don't really say anything. You know, don't really bring it up. The parents are going to notice it and say, oh my God, the lizard is eating your thumb. And I mean, granted, you're going to have to buy some extra thumbs. This is going to take you a little while. But that's something that eventually the parents are going to win over. You're going to win over your parents in a Pavlovian sort of manner, you know?
And, on the same kind of token, if you feel that your name is something like Tom Hanks or Meg Ryan, the first thing you want to do is settle a lawsuit against the Screen Actors Guild. Because you're going to need to sue to get that name. They have it locked up tight. Mm-hmm. If that's your name, you take it to... Justice will be served in this country. Our country is a country built on justice and justice for all. You know, we really... just the system works. And just remember that.
Justice for all is one of the sedimentary layers of the earth.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Justice was also a really bad comic book in the late 80s, part of the New Universe series.
Justice for All is actually a Rock and Tally album. Metallica?
Oh, yeah. Did you say Tally?
Yeah. Tally!
Can you get beat up for saying that around Metallica fans?
I don't know. Call us and let me know.
So I think that pretty much, just do what's in your heart.
Yeah,
Sharon.
Another thing that you could do actually is slip over to Dallas and Company. If you want to be Yoda, you know, just if you're very short, just crouch behind the Yoda cutout, get one of those, cut out the eyes so you can see where you're going, and refuse to come out from behind it, and just, you know, really take a hard line,
eventually.
Yeah, you're gonna party win the line. Parents over.
Take a party line.
Yeah, who wouldn't like to be known as Yoda?
Kid, you might.
99 cents a minute, you will pay me.
All right, we'll deal with the final call privately, because I'm looking at the time and I'm realizing that we want to slip away from the advice segment and get on to all the other things, all the other ways in which what Jalen's like enriches your life. And I want to put on the song in case you feel secure calling during songs. You don't have to come right to the What Jalen's Like crew. That's another thing. If you're really scared about of talking to What Jalen's Like, you know, if you sound, you know, astonishingly like Jonathan Winters, and you're afraid that What Jalen's Like is going to, you know, leap on that, pounce on that, make you feel bad, well, there are operators out there who are going to pick up your call, and you won't have to deal directly with us. So this is really your chance to get into What Jalen's Like.
Operators are standing by. I've always wanted to say that.
Absolutely.
Always wanted to say that.
359-9338 is the phone number. Please support Community Radio and What Jalen's Like in our quest to continue existing, which is it's really dramatic, isn't it? Was it? Dolph Lundgren was in that movie where, like, they all quest to continue existing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Billy Barty.
And Dudley Moore.
Dudley Moore.
Yes. Violently shaky disease he has, whichever one of the violently shaky diseases he has.
Yeah.
Makes him violently shaky.
Arthur III impaled on the rocks. He'll be great.
Man.
359-9338 to share.
Gateway to Hell opening up.
Ooh, hi, how you doing,
Lou? Don't go in there, Lou.
No,
Lou.
No.
Oh man,
keep
Lou.
Lawrence away from there, because Lawrence is going straight to heaven when he's done. 359-9338, please. WEFT is a listener-supported radio station. We don't take money from companies, or corporations, rather. You know, like local companies want to sponsor us. Sure, we'll take it. But we don't run commercials. We are not beholden to anyone except the community. The community can step up and get involved with WEFT.
Colby Caulfield?
It is really something to get involved with. If you have never pledged to WFT, join us as a new member of the station by calling 359-9338. If you have not contributed to the station in a year or more, now it is the time to renew your commitment to keeping WFT on the air, because don't take it for granted that WFT is going to continue existing. Don't take it for granted. 359-9338 is where operators are waiting for your call, because you are our main source of support. Where it's good. Every dollar makes a difference. Every pledge makes a difference. No pledge is too small. None is too large. We got all kinds of nice things we can give you if you call. And we'll also say nice things about you.
Yeah.
And really make this year for you. So, 359-933, if that's a phone number. Stay tuned for more What Jail Is Like.